fish. We've got the concern of the electrofishing, which uses electric current, which can cause bleeding at the gills, as well as spinal damage to the fish that do survive the process. And those fish are being located into Burton Creek, which is known to TCEQ and Water Resource Coordinators as having elevated levels of E. coli and other coliform bacteria. And the injuries that the fish sustain from the capture process will likely make it more likely that they will be infected with the bacteria. Additionally, they're going into a much smaller waterway, which will have less food available and possibly less dissolved oxygen. So their chances for survival into this waterway are very questionable.
City of Bryan tells me as for the other wildlife, after the fish is removed, they will be able to relocate. What's the concern with allowing the other wildlife to relocate?
Well, there's no plan to relocate the turtles. And as we all know, in the springtime, water turtles frequently cross roadways looking for different places to go. And it's not too much of a stretch to envision turtles crossing the roadways at Villa Maria and South College and being hit by motor vehicles.